You are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us this morning and takes us on a little road trip down Louisiana Highway 8.
Imagine yourself in Alexandria, Louisiana, heading west into Texas, traveling on Louisiana Highway 8. After you pass through Leesville, and just before you cross the Sabine River, you see a sign that indicates what was once a village, yet there is nothing there today. The road sign says Burr's Ferry. You may be surprised to know what an interesting history this spot had. Can you think of someone famous named Burr? Most will name Aaron Burr, Vice President of the United States under Thomas Jefferson, and the infamous enemy of Alexander Hamilton, whom he killed in a duel on July 11, 1804. Do you recall that Burr was the central figure in a well-known conspiracy? He was accused of trying to separate the Louisiana Purchase from the United States and create another country with himself as the head, perhaps even the king. There's more to the story of Burr's Louisiana connection. He was indicted for treason in 1807 for attempting to create the new empire. Before he was tried, military and law enforcement agencies throughout the U.S. and its territories were looking for him. He seemed to have vanished for an extended period of time. When Aaron vanished, he apparently made his way to the western boundary of Louisiana. The western boundary had not been defined at the time of the Louisiana Purchase. No survey had taken place, so a no-man's land was created along the Sabine River. The present-day boundary between Texas and Louisiana included a great swamp where Toledo Bend Lake is today. Cattle moving out of East Texas to market could only cross to Louisiana markets at three points: Niblet's Bluff near Vinton, in southwest Louisiana, Logan's Ferry near Logansport in northwest Louisiana, and the more centralized point of Burr's Ferry in Vernon Parish, almost due west of Leesville. This small but thriving town was named not for Aaron Burr, but for his second cousin, Dr. Timothy Burr. The doctor had made his way from Ohio to Natchitoches and to the future ferry site, but how did he know about this place? Probably from his cousin Aaron. We can surmise that when Aaron was indicted for treason, he used the future ferry site to cross easily into Spanish Texas to avoid federal authorities. During the Civil War, the little village of Burr's Ferry became an important entry point for Texas Confederate military units moving into Louisiana. The commander of the District of Texas, Major General Prince John Magruder, wanted to fortify the three crossing points mentioned above. He had his engineers design and build fortifications at two of the three, at Burr's Ferry and Niblet's Bluff. The fortifications that were not plowed under after the war were purchased by the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and they protected the site at Burr's Ferry for several decades. In 2001, the ladies transferred the site to the Louisiana Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. They acquired some of the surrounding property and erected a monument and a series of flag displays to mark the site. The Anacoco Rangers Camp, which was chartered there, maintains it. After much research and a collaborative effort of the state of Louisiana, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and historians, Burr's Ferry was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. A ceremony dedicating the signifying marker was held on September 18, 2004. Burr's Ferry is one of the few fortifications of this type still in existence and is a very visible type of history that matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can listen to and download his commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.